priest, clap a handsome procession.
Everything, all the great accomplishments he's made are just being overlooked in favor of pointing out things that he's supposed to have done wrong.
Like what stuff has the liberal media lynch mob been saying about him?
My mind just drew a complete blank.
Them reeling round like a storm swept flake of snow. The women came out to see the sight from villages near and far. Trees bowed their head, the moon shone bright, and everyone shouted, hurrah! And up and down. From on top, and there's no one up there but the moon. And the moon won't stay there the whole night through, for the sun won't pause for breath. The soldier did what they taught him to do. He died a hero's death.
In the most cheerful voice, he'll ask, "How you doing, buddy?" And I'll always have the same answer for him. "I'm fucked. Can't find my way out." "Oh, that's too bad. I'm on cloud nine. Need somebody to drink with?" "No, it's all right. Oh, remember my number, buddy. Give me a call sometime." "Sure." I hang up and look at the phone. It's light green. "I can never figure when that son of a bitch comes down off his speed, I'll dump him straight into his coffin." I live in a neighborhood of murder. Even the roaches spit out paper clips. And the helicopter circles and circles, smelling for blood. Searchlights leering down into our bathroom. And our two-lit cake under the mattress. Five guys in this court have pistols. Another a machete. We're all murderers and alcoholics. But there are worse in the hotel across the street. They sit in the green and white doorway, banal and depraved, waiting to be institutionalized. Here we each have a small green plant on our porches. And when we fight with our women at 3 a.m., we still speak in low voices. And outside of each of our porches is a small dish of food that is always eaten by morning, we presume by the cats. I live in the Whorehouse District of Los Angeles.
Why are charges being made that the press is so liberal? Most of us in the mainstream media tend to get accused by politicians who are deemed to be in trouble. The front runners don't very often accuse the press of being biased.
for that, if we can get in touch with that vision of our ability to create that blind spot, we can glimpse through it and eventually see that we truly are all one. And every once in a while, you'll be walking down the street and you'll see somebody and you'll have that eye catch where you each see each other. I'm not talking about, you know, lust now. I'm talking about something else.
Exactly.
And you suddenly know that you and that person are connected together. You see something that really, it's like a shining. It's a flash of insight. I've had that experience. I can't tell you how many times in the strangest places, in different countries, with different people at different ages.
The decision you made on the mountain when you know you were close to God. Get back up on the mountain and then pray about it and check out your second thoughts.
Lizzie and Rob have their own website. They sell videos and memberships.
Copy, Mike.
Just one more time. It's 100 Bravo 03 00 2418.
Videos and memberships.
We went on, and I was immensely pleased by the way the trail had kind of immortal look to it in the early afternoon now, the way the side of the grassy hill seemed to be clouded with ancient gold dust, and the bugs flipped over rocks, and the wind sighed in shimmering dances over the hot rocks, and the way the trail would suddenly come into a cool, shady part with big trees overhead, and hear the light deeper. And the way the lake below us soon became a toy lake with those black well holes perfectly visible still, and the giant cloud shadows on the lake, and the tragic little road winding away where poor Morley was walking back.
That I've sold out. I haven't even begun. I've been around for, 3 months, and I've sold out already?
Keith or Keith?
Keith.
Which?
Keith.
Well, you ought to know. Yeah, Howard will be back in about an hour. I'll take him. Thanks. I'm just rolling out the opportunity for you to hang with the money people. Don't screw this up, Keith.
Yeah.
you're down in the valley, Satan will get the best of you a lot of times, and you'll undo in a negative, pressured state of mind what you knew was right when you were high on the mountain and close to God.
This is Gorgeous signing off.
I'm just rolling out the opportunity for you to hang with the money people. Don't screw this up, Keith. I mean, I'll look at you guys sometimes, interns we're giving on a project. I mean, I'll wonder to myself, you got the balls for this? Right? I can't help but think it.
I do.
Yeah?
Yes. Ask anybody.
Let me give you a professional tip. The word is ask.
A whole lot of time left.
Right.
Doctors assure me that there's a real condition called anterograde memory loss or short-term memory loss.
Yes,
Sir Jensen.
Signing off.
When it all happened, I just was so shaken, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, gosh. And here I am in the middle of nowhere, and I'm breaking down. My car's breaking down.
Wait. What do you mean the middle of nowhere?
They are busy little bees, that's for sure.
I went just right off of Hollywood Boulevard and Western. An action spot. Two horse collars. I'm hot now, he said, and lined a single to center. Next up, he tripled, then drew a walk. Fourth at bat, he homered. Fifth at bat, he doubled. I'm hot now, he said, then sang in the shower.
It's most pronounced for me, believe it or not, with children.
As far as I'm concerned, the whole conservative movement in America.
In the midst of there, heard in the midst of that disappointment, turned to misguided riots to try to solve that problem.
The problem is that we've lost the problem.
Conservative movement in America.
grade memory loss or short-term memory loss. And this guy, longer than a couple of minutes, was too confusing.
Bees. Hives.
Well, okay, yeah.
Back to the hives.
You do have
a hive mentality. We...
Got to his place, his woman wasn't there. He went to the dresser drawer and got what he needed, went over to Mike's and broke the door down. They were in bed together. At the last moment, he got the truth of it, changed his mind, put the gun into his mouth, and pulled the trigger. Next day, they had a rookie up from Memphis in his spot.
To Brezhnev in the Kremlin and Jimmy Carter's White House. Eddie made his calls from the corner laundromat, urging long-distance operators to support his new strategy. And some of them were happy to do it, until the most private details of their intimacy started showing up in his speeches.
Nowhere. I was raised in this place. You go right out back.
Of course.
Thank you.
They're not commercials. They were short.
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 Gracious, oh, did you hear what he said to H.J.?
Quiet, boys, now. Look here, my poor fellow.
I said shut up.
Back there? Jaffe took a long look. I see a little cloud of dust. Maybe that's him coming back already. But it seemed that I'd seen the ancient afternoon of that trail, from meadow rocks and lupine posies, to sudden revisits with the roaring stream with its splashed snag bridges and undersea greennesses. There was something inexpressibly broken in my heart, as though I'd lived before and walked this trail under similar circumstances with a fellow bodhisattva.
Climate Monterey will have to improve its efficiency, but they can already show that it works.
Nightmare, as I watched the war in Vietnam escalate, and as I saw so-called military advisors, 16,000 strong, turn into fighting soldiers, and so today some 500,000 American boys are fighting on Asian soil.
Do I have your permission to try the drug? I am going to inject you. Do I have your permission to try the drug? In a second, you will feel a little punchy. You will feel sort of drunk, and this will make our work easier. You're shitting me. I think I'll let you lie down on the couch this time. Could I have a pillow for my head? Certainly. I am going to inject you. Do I have your permission to try the drug? I am going to inject you. Do I have your permission to try the drug? Yes, yes, I think so. Oh no.
Generations.
I bet you have. You're taking it all the wrong way. I didn't mean to.
No, I think I'm taking it the right way.
Yes, I think so.
You're signing off.
Yes, I think so.
I could die. The hunger makes me come all the way. What'd you have to leave me for? Huh? Everybody left me. My father left me. Johnny Rotten left me. Sid Vicious left me. Now you, the kid.
I used to preach that thing. People say, yeah, but Brother Dave, you haven't gone through this and that, and you haven't been through all I've been through. Well, nobody's been through all everybody else has been through, but now I've been through some things and had brand new buildings taken away and just lots and lots of other stuff. Lots of money and finances and conferences canceled all over the country and even other countries in the whole bed.
Acknowledge that the church did not do enough at the time of the Holocaust. Most Catholics. Yeah.
Kid went 0-4, suckered on the changeup and the low and inside.
Yes, I am personally the victim of deferred dreams, of blasted hope.
You. Fix, do you believe honestly that the death of this man has some connection with the Lost Village?
If you don't mind, Harlequin, I'd rather not discuss the matter with you. After all, it's none of your affair.
The era of the modern nose job began in the late 19th century in Germany.
Shouldn't have said in the middle of nowhere. Let's just say I was in
right
an out-of-the-way place.
Right here. Right. Yeah. This is not out of anyone's way. This is right in
all
the right. middle.
Maybe out-of-the-way is the wrong way to
no,
put
this
it.
Is one of the best locations in the whole county. Now, this is hardly nowhere, no place. The Lewis and Clark expedition went right through here a number of years ago.
Thank you.
and it's only the Pope and his people.
At the core of our acoustic bridge is what's called the thermoacoustic stack.
In Germany.
The operating system company, though, has a whole set of rules that are in there of how they could use middleware and other kinds of things.
Only until 3 years after the breakup. That's just a transitional remedy, and that's because in the real world, you have to do the best alternative. You can't simply imagine a way out of a problem. And so for us, in the real world, conduct remedies, while not as good as a breakup, were surely necessary in the interim. But the going forward play here, Steve, is to let these two very large, very dynamic companies come at each other, and they will because of the inherent instability. And remember,
he was good with the women, and that's more important than any .364.
Wanting a wristwatch, a poultice, one bathes, one intrudes on the night watch, one steals, catch him, he slips from your nets, anoint him the father of weights, brother of Edom, one is a practical man, one protects, one gathers, the table is set. Fine platters, fine ostriches, hair is refinement, the thieves for widows, a stitch is copper, one cuts, makes fingers, that button he suits us soon, he is fed, he is heavy, one sings for him, bathes in his room, one counts sheets for him, is a steward, is dull, begs for soup, is wanting a hat band, one steals, one adds numbers, he testifies, what is a number past one, a number?
Necessary for even penetration of the acid.
Feels like a bunch of ants on your face or something.
I'm fine.
revised arrest guidelines for Operation Pushover Day for PCP. Two or more tinfoil packets now constitutes possession with intent to distribute. All right, cannabis, anything over 1 ounce. Pills, more than six. The new regs say that you have got a felony arrest.
Two tins of voters, a PWID, used to be 10.
Told you. Mm-hmm. Sarge, we really going to pop these guys for a heavy ounce of dope?
Yeah. All right, courage, people. Michigan Avenue is inundated. The arraignment courts are grinding to a stop. The public defender's sick outs are at an all-time high. But as gentlemen, we applaud the council's good intentions. All right, back to item six, moonlighting. In brief, Division Memo 609 declares the experiment is over, effective this date, no more after hours job. Go home to your dependents and solace. Item seven, assignments. Malachi, Olmsted, Russo, the Hooker John operation on Stuyvesant, Ryan and Sternick.
Yeah.
Abandoned cars. Detective Belker continues his produce undercover. Oh, before you go, on a personal note.
Who's Lieutenant?
First time, go back to the point I made about the browser.
Trying to deny that. You know, the papacy comes in eras, and each has its strength and its weaknesses. This one began in the middle of the 19th century, and it was an anti-modern papacy. Pope lost his governmental power. He saw the new world, and he thought it was horrible. It was atheistic, it was secularistic, it was Bolshevistic, it was Freemasonic, and he hated everything about it. And so the church presented itself then as denying the world. We are otherworldly. And the whole modern world has to be condemned, including democracy.
The prep work is complete. Dr. Goodlerner steps in and makes sure that Lori will be comfortably relaxed for the procedure.
You do not do, you do not do, any more black shoe in which I have lived like a foot for 30 years, poor and white, barely daring to breathe or ha-choo. Daddy, I have had to kill you.
Each freedom of conscience, all those things that finally got changed at the Second Vatican Council.
We're going to be giving Lori some Ativan, which is a short-acting Valium, and this medicine put under the tongue works right away.
What they've succeeded in doing is what the United States has been trying to do.
Industrial was coming out of here. A lot of the early governmental figures were born in this very community.
Well, that era of the papacy is ending, I think. It's beyond its time. Fair enough to say, and there have been wonderful ministries in those parts of the world. But to think that you can just write off the whole of Western culture.
Thank you.
crazy.
All right, now here, tell me this. Did you, when you researched this book, mm-hmm. and you just mentioned some conversation,
yeah.
do they talk to you like that? They say, of course, oh. Gary, you're right. Of course
no,
you are.
I didn't talk. Yeah. I don't talk to the rulers. I read their statements, which are all over the place. You know, there's so many of them and so embarrassing. I don't know if you've heard these recent ones about the gay march in Rome.
No, of course I did. God. I mean, it was just amazing to me.
You know, the cardinal who got up and said, this is like having necrophiles in the street. To have gays is like having necrophiles. And he said, you wouldn't let fascists march. Why do you let gays? It's just, anyway, all you have to do is read what yeah. they issue.
You attributed them a mindset.
Yeah.
The acid is applied with 2x2 gauze that's been dipped in the solution. Lori holds a fan to cool her off. Two by two gauze.
You died before I had time. Marble heavy, a bag full of God. Ghastly statue with one gray toe, big as a Frisco seal, and a head in the freakish Atlantic, where it pours bean green over blue in the waters off beautiful Nauset. I used to pray to recover you, ach du, in the German tongue in the Polish town, scraped flat by the roller of wars, wars, wars. But the name of the town is common. My Polack friend says there are a dozen or two. So I never could tell where you put your foot, your root. I never could talk to you. The tongue stuck in my jaw. It stuck in a barbed wire snare.
Dipped in the solution.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
You're one of the most amazing people that I've ever known.
Not once to point out at any second of any time of day that I've sold out.
Lori holds a fan to cool her off. The stinging is intense.
Between the people and the papacy.
Yeah, it does sting.
In the district court, if that is denied, presumably they will try to take that either to the Court of Appeals or Supreme Court, depending on this expediting act.
But maybe on a more important journey, I felt like lying down by the side of the trail and remembering it all. As we got higher, we got more tired. Now, like two mountaineers, we weren't talking anymore, didn't have to talk, and we're glad. In fact, Jaffe mentioned that, turning to me after a half hour silence. This is the way I like it. When you get going, there's just no need to talk.
has believed me. I know you don't understand. It's just not the same without you. I'm trying. See this thing? I got it from Paul. This thing costs about $200. I'm gonna make enough money by being a rock star. I can afford 10 of them.
Jose's flipping out. He's turning his hair out. We don't have money. Do you want to call him and ask him to come?
No, I don't want to have. I don't want to talk to him.
Rockstar, I can afford 10 of them.
Page is in triplicate. What'd you tell him as far as your retreat's concerned?
I told him to go to hell.
Concerned the whole conservative movement in America, and particularly the spiritual awakening.
No one likes getting nabbed for a traffic ticket, but one website is pitching a way to keep the police at bay, sort of. It's a website that meshes with your...
Eesh. I could hardly speak.
Who are really strong religious leaders.
It's time for my shot.
The crazy part was that this guy, who couldn't even follow the plot of Greenacres anymore, could do the most complicated things as long as you learn before the accident.
President Aristide was elected in December 1990, much to the surprise and shock of the United States, which hadn't realized that this network of vibrant grassroots popular organizations and lively civil society had been developing among the Haitian poor. Certainly no one dreamed that they were at the point where they could sweep a president into power, a populist president, with two-thirds of the vote, even though they had no resources, no organization, and no wealth, and so on. Well, ever since then, the U.S. has been trying to undermine that development and make sure it doesn't happen again, and they've achieved it. What was achieved yesterday is a return essentially to the situation before the election, before the 1990 election. The army is maintained in power with very little change, mostly cosmetic change. Aristide had wanted to cut it back very sharply to reduce its power. It's not needed, certainly. Haiti has no enemies. The army is just to repress the people. The United States flatly rejected that, insisted that the army be maintained as it is with its power under U.S. control. That's point one. Secondly, the U.S. has imposed upon the Aristide government economic policies. This was recently reported by Alan Nairn, another very good freelance investigative reporter who got World Bank documents that reveal the new economic policies, and they require that any external resources that will reach Haiti, say through the World Bank or foreign lenders, must be devoted to the interests of the business community.
I just can't imagine that I'm that big of a baby, but it felt like someone had a blowtorch to my face.
Not trash. Just because you grew up in a trailer and your mama's in prison.
What you see? God's truth doesn't change. You still don't undo in the valley a decision made on the mountaintop.
Just about done. Okay.
When the skin is a uniform white, Dr. Goodlearner knows the acid has been evenly applied.
Expanding into the western zones before out here. Now this isn't what I'd call nowhere. You know,
no, I can see that.
Some of the greatest discoveries of archaeological digs have gone on in this area.
Really?
And many scientists have pinpointed some of the most powerful meridians on the face of the earth in this territory. And more has been discovered about mankind, the nature of the earth, and in some ways, God himself. Through these excavations, because under all that we have found cultures, whole civilizations have been unearthed and have become laminated with the passing of the millennia. These we found are the models, the very models for man's existence today. This is what keeps us on our feet. That's hardly the middle of nowhere. I don't think that's nowhere at all.
No,
I think that's really being somewhere.
Yeah. You're right.
Many that came before us here.
Yeah.
Many that came before you.
Mm-hmm.
You're hardly in the middle of nowhere. You're not nobody, are you?
No,
I'm not a nobody either.
No.
And I'm not standing in nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, where are you from?
I'm from Carling City.
Carling or Carlin?
Carling.
No, Carling.
Carling City?
No. Was that
you never heard of Carling City?
No.
Population 750,000.
Oh. Where's that out to the east?
Come on, you're just joking me now.
Where's that out to the east?
Yeah, it's northeast of here.
No, I never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Yellow ball of the sun is so large when it comes to the horizon.
It always seems bigger, doesn't it, at this time of day?
Yes. And the color, orange and red.
Look at the way the shadow of that bird is passing right across those hills, those sort of rounded hills over there. You can see it dripping over another.
Yes, the huge sun and the tiny bird.
You can hardly see the bottom of this gully. See how deep? It's almost black, pitch black down there.
And look at the sides, how steep, how sheer.
Yeah. That's a hell of a drop.
Yes, it would be a disaster.
I wonder how long it would take if someone fell before they hit the bottom.
Maybe 30 seconds.
Oh, not that long. Only about 10 seconds.
No, I don't think so. That's a long way.
Think anybody could survive that kind of a fall?
You're not somebody I could get interested in, Craig. You play with dolls.
Puppets, Maxine. You see, it's the idea of being inside someone else's skin. And seeing what they see, and feeling what they feel.
Okay, we're all done. The process of chemical peeling with TCA actually stops itself. It doesn't need to be neutralized. What the ice water and ice packs do are to relieve any symptoms of stinging or burning.
Oh, you know what? Puppeteer told me he loved me today. I know, I can't think of anything more pathetic. I'm sorry.
Good afternoon, sir.
The Broadhurst Theater, please.
see that actor guy?
Yes.
Yeah, John, what is, John, don't tell me, Mapplethorpe?
Healing ointment is then applied.
Tell you after this, I'll definitely be slathering my face with sunscreen.
I bet you will.
Malkovich. Don't tell me. Yeah, I thought you were all right in that one movie.
Thank you.
The one where you play the jewel thief?
I never played a jewel thief.
No?
You want a job like mine? One day, sitting back in part of a show such as this one, the ring is just dangling right there. And you've come this far. You just gotta grab it.
Cost about $200.
Thank you.
The one where you play the jewel thief?
If it is ruled on at some point, obviously we'll know whether these remedies go into effect 90 days from now as we think they should or not.
She told me it was going to burn, but I guess in my head I didn't like really think it was going to burn.
I thought every German was you.
So, huddled in our own thoughts, we tromped on, Jaffe using that Gazatsky trudge, and myself finding my own true step, which was short steps, slowly, patiently going up the mountain at 1 mile an hour. So I was always 30 yards behind him, and when we had any hikers now, we'd yell them, fore and aft. Pretty soon we got to the top of the part of the trail that was a trail no more, through the incomparable dreamy meadow, which had a beautiful pond, and after that it was boulders and nothing but boulders. We spread out in the grass and rested and swapped packs and strapped them on and were raring to go. Almost instantaneously the grass ended and the boulders started. We got up on the first one, and from that point on, it was just a matter of jumping from boulder to boulder, gradually climbing, climbing. 5 miles up a valley of boulders getting steeper and steeper with immense crags on both sides.
Pain part, after about 2 hours, it was gone. And the rest of it was just uncomfortable and not looking too hot.
Rise to the levels of greater significance for your folks back home.
Looks round in search of a destiny. Nothing presents itself to him as it did when I was young, as being suited to his age, appropriate to his sex, befitting his station in life. Nowadays, whichever direction he looks in, his eyes run to the very limits of the horizon. He finds himself in a landscape without signposts, without milestones, without roads. The sheer vastness of the opportunities that lie before him may make him feel small.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, those are the more realistic jobs that are available, and that's something that should be promoted.
So that, you know, something to think about in terms of an open house is coming up with, I mean, you guys like the idea of an open house or not?
I don't like it.
As long as the record library is locked up.
You don't like it?
And the studio.
I don't know what the problem is. I mean, we could have people who are already here be more responsible, but that's... Well, then that's what it is. We don't need a lot of students to come in and make the faculty realize that ZBC is a community
Gary,
station.
You're wrong. You do. The best thing is to have an open house, have a lot of students come down, and then nobody gets involved.
Well, who's going
to
get an air slot?
Go to them and say, listen.
Well, how many of them are going
to
get an air slot?
We did our best. You know, we're out there promoting the station. We're trying to get people involved. If we show that we're actively pursuing students, and if the percentage of students still stay somewhat low. They can't say we're not trying.
Right, exactly.
Well, what are they?
Is there something
that we have to answer to?
Yeah, they don't care what we do in terms of format. They're paying money for the station. We're using up space. They want student involvement, and you can't blame them. It's BC. It's a BC-funded activity.
Is there some imperative upon us?
Well, it's imperative. I mean, you got to look at brass tacks. Why should they fund the student activity that costs them a lot of money?
Is there some issue coming down the pipeline?
Well, that is the issue. If we don't address that issue, that will become the issue. In other words, that's where they might get in and say, let's restructure the station so that we do get more BC students.
Well, they haven't done it for 20 years.
But they may do it. It's always an ongoing thing.
ZBC of, I mean, what am I talking about? Stream 475. It's the locale. Just putting some hash together and slapping it down. Whereas in reality, it deserves to be treated gently. With a gentle hand. Remembering the prize. Being remembered by the prize, of course. Dealing with technology, which is a real pain in the douchebag, because of reasons I don't have to get into there. Glad I can get into them over here. New metaphysics punching its way out of a steel cage match with itself. Always a meat project here in the modern day matrix. An unfederated commercial product. Owned by X, sold to Y, and fucked up the ass while it's happening. Little fascists hiding out in nodes, and those nodes are everywhere. Many of them inured. So what are you going to do about that? Trying to figure out why the left channel is louder than the right. The left channel is usually the feminine channel. Why isn't it beat to shit already? By the right. I mean, I've done my best to bring that about. My twisted little romp. A little glint of a reflection off a foreign mirror telling me about the prize. And other messages, usually ill-received, meat cage. check out newmetaphysics.com. This show, I guess you already did, or a shoutcast. I've heard it. I can hear my show, anyone can. Newmetaphysics.com with the W's, or studio475.com/newmetaphysics. Email for the major, Gary@newmetaphysics.com, so spell that freaking word right. And not in German. Or Portuguese, either. And I'm an American. What else is there? There's just me and my government. And all the twisted, contorted freaks all around me. And I don't mean the good kind. Of course, that's just me. Can't get carried away with it. It's just one philosopher strapped in to the test machine. It's a long chapter in the book. One many never get out of. Of course, my book ain't finished yet. I guess I intend to get out of this chapter. At least that's a position to have if you're only having less than a few and have to answer for them with pain and discomfort. Here, listen to this.
Is there some issue coming down the pipeline? Well, that is the issue. If we don't address that issue, that will become the issue. In other words, that's where they might get in and
right,
say, let's restructure the station so that we do get more BC students.
Well, they haven't done it for 20 years.
But they may do it. It's always an ongoing thing.
They may do it. It's always an ongoing thing. Institutionalized slavery. Watch out for it around your place. That's where you get too used to something, and I don't mean usta usted, amigo. I mean, get that pin out of my ass. Back to the show.
Don't just look at the next election and fundraiser. But we do need now a transforming leader. Transforming leader.
I don't. I think it's certain death.
Perhaps it's something broke their fall on the way down.
Well, there's nothing to catch, nothing to hold on to.
Thank you.
a lot of young ladies fighting each other. You see a lot of ignorance out of people. You see a lot of brothers shooting at each other or beating with each other. Somebody
a lot of the dead skin cells are peeling off. That's what all the brown discoloration is.
Stab or some old lady get robbed.
They sell videos and memberships for $29.95. It's pretty rough stuff, but in the sexual cornucopia of the internet, it's just another website. Internet sex shoppers can browse sites featuring sex with pregnant women, Asian bondage, foot worship, bestiality. Fetishism is the growth market.
That these romantic legends were searching for is the union once again of what had been divided, the peace that comes from joining.
The grail becomes symbolic of an authentic life that has lived in terms of its own volition, in terms of its own impulse system, which carries it between the pairs of opposites of good and evil life. Carries it between the pairs of opposites of good and evil, light and dark.
Again, it's bigger money, it's smarter money, it's slower money.
You don't undo under pressure a decision that you made when you know you were close to God and you know you heard His voice.
You have to get in and out and take 2 cents out of pork bellies every other day.
Once with nearly 50% of its meat contaminated. Instead of complying with the new standards, they sued the USDA.
Well, that it's really surprising that it's just not accepted.
This crazy kind of thing.
No, 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 no.
She love, baby, baby girl.
That's how a lot of us young brothers out here thinking like this. You know what I'm saying? It's kill or be killed. When I'm writing music, I see and I feel the atmosphere around me, you know what I'm saying? I see a lot of brothers doing a lot of things, and I think about the things I did, and I base my music on to that. And I base, and I look at young ladies, and then I base my music on to that too. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I'm
music gonna help me in a lot of ways. It's gonna help me build a future, you know what I'm saying? I don't supposed to be out here just doing it for money, because it's not about that. I'm doing it because it's a feeling too, you know what I'm saying? I see my family messed up, so I know I gotta do something to help rise that.
Felt like someone had a blowtorch to my face.
Plasma type of a physical form. There have been others that were primates that had a very strong prominence in what we would call primates. These are extraterrestrial races that have the technology of space travel and have had it. We are literally babes in the woods.
In the language obscene, an engine, chuffing me off like a jewel.
Forming the walls of the valley, till near the cliff face, we'd be scrambling up the boulders, it seemed. With my sneakers, it was as easy as pie to just dance nimbly from boulder to boulder. But after a while, I noticed how gracefully Jaffy was doing it. He just ambled from boulder to boulder, sometimes in a deliberate dance with his legs crossing from right to left, and for a while I followed his every step.
starts his epic with a short poem saying, every act has both good and evil results. Every act in life yields pairs of opposites in its results.
Between male and female genital anatomy, I do think that women have blood vessels going to the clitoris, going to the vagina. The anatomy is similar in that sense.
I never played a jewel thief.
No? Who am I thinking of?
Reality. Fetishism is the growth market.
In the adult industry, it's not odd to have, you know, quite a few internet sites with everything from different, you know, fetishes aimed at different markets, if you will. How important it is to us? It's approximately 25 to 30% of our business right now. The key to it is that it's the growth area. Taking off.
As far as I'm concerned, the whole conservative movement in America, and particularly the spiritual awakening, has been youth-oriented and youth-driven. Parents certainly are participating, but the kids today is where the hope is. And what I see today is a real positive thing happening among young people.
Tickets to taxes virtually. Kalal Isasa Tuzman is our guest. Welcome to Digital Jam. I promised I wouldn't garble it too much. Why don't you say it once so we get it correct?
Kalal Isasa Tuzman. It's been happening my whole life, Steve, so I'm used to it.
You got, I think, $15 million from the Mayfield Fund. Are you looking for another round anytime soon?
I think they reported that slightly, it was a slightly low number. We raised almost $20 million from a number of players in the West and East Coast.
But you need the big brass ones for the task.
Now you say that you've got... enough to handle a pressure cooker like this? Fine. Let's see him then.
Huh?
These clankers of yours. Let's see what you got.
I'm not a homo, Keith. I'm gonna leap across the table at you. I just want to make sure that you got what it takes.
They asked me to recommend somebody for the management trainee program before I go. So you decide.
Wait.
Show me your balls.
I don't. You got a pair of the kind that men are carrying around. You practically wear them on your sleeve. That's what business is all about. Who's sporting the nastiest sack of venom and who is willing to use it? Don't be embarrassed.
Develop this lifestyle, we must banish forever all thoughts which are self-diminishing.
No, I'm pretty sure it was you.
Yeah, I'm just about to close up. Want to meet at the pig? 20 minutes? Cool. Bye.
Hey, I'm splitting for the day, puppet man. Lock up for me, okay?
Don't you want to know what happened to me?
No.
Please, this is important.
Better be.
It is. Tiny door in my office, Maxine. It's a portal, and it takes you.
Might do another round in the next few months.
Which would mean that on paper the company is worth what now?
Current valuation of the company is just shy of $50 million.
And I know that a lot of people like to think of ourselves as having, you know, we are very sophisticated. In 2,000 years, we've gone to the moon. We are literally babes in the woods.
Best we can do is lean toward the light as they intend.
While the pain is gone, Lori worries if she will be ready for her wedding day in Jamaica.
Is that she was cast in her first major film role. Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl.
just not the same without you. I'm trying.
It's becoming invisible in the category to which you want to belong.
See this thing? I got it from Paul. This thing cost about $200.
Lean toward the light. That's the intent.
Rise to the levels of greater significance for your folks back home.
There's a tiny door in my office, Maxine. It's a portal.
The era of the modern nose job began in the late 19th century in Germany.
It takes you inside John Malkovich.
Just look at the next election and fundraiser. But we do need now a transforming leader.
To the wealthy, are the only social policies that are going to be permitted are things like privatizing utilities and services, which means poor people essentially can barely survive.
...of greater significance for your folks back home. Don't just look at the next election and fundraiser. But we do need now a transforming leader. And the caller should be very much reassured that there are enough opposing forces to the struggles for justice that compromise will be imposed on us. But we don't have to offer it.
If we don't address an issue, that will become the issue. That's where they might get in and
right,
say, let's restructure the station so that we do get more BC students.
Well, they haven't done it for 20 years.
But they may do it. It's always an ongoing thing, so you might as well address
it. I don't know. It sounds like paranoia to me.
Well, I think it's appropriate paranoia.
Surrounded by big blinking exclamation points. Look at this.
Calls me around again, Willie. Now what?
I found it, boys. It has come to me in a flash of miraculous brilliance.
Oh, yes, Mr. Dane. Oh, indeedy, Mr. Dane.
You're very wonderful, Mr. Dane.
Just what has come to you, Dane?
Why, the storyline for my picture. Oh, zounds, what an idea.
Ah, the return of the golden age.
Because they're here, and they're about to show themselves.
Food is transported from all over the world, prepared by less fortunate slaves, and delivered to you.
over here. You can see straight down.
Yes.
Right down to the rocks.
Yes.
The light. And what the light is that of the harmonious relationships that come from compassion with suffering, understanding of the other person. This is what the Grail's about.
When we say God is love, does that have anything to do with romantic love? Does mythology ever link romantic love and God?
Well, that's what it did do. Love was a divine visitation, and that's why it was superior to marriage. That was the troubadour idea.
They're about to let us know, help us remember who we are. By the Andromedans, that prejudice is an extraterrestrial perspective. It was a behavior we have been taught from the get-go. All right, and it was done and taught to us to divide us. Because there was a time where we were united as a planetary race, and we rebelled against the extraterrestrial masters, and I'm referring to Nibiru. Nabaru is how Warren A. would pronounce it, that Sitchin talks about.
Yes.
Okay? They, I don't know if I can say this on the air, screwed with us so bad.
Yeah, that, you can say that.
Okay.
Do you buy into that knife?
They took parents, is how we refer to ourselves, human beings that were here.
Yes.
They took them, genetically altered them, manipulated them, and bred them. We did at one point have primate in us. We still do. And this is where we get our extremes of emotions, and that's another issue we'll get to. But they took they took what they found here, and they used it to create what they thought was something more useful to them.
And become kindly or forbearing in a way which doesn't come from a true center in our personality.
That's what I said at the beginning of our conversation.
Yes.
When I said
yes,
your tutored conscience would take over. Things
exactly.
We've learned from good books.
You did indeed. That's very good.
Well, I'm afraid that would be the case.
Yes.
Not with Henry, who would just go around insulting people, of course.
Yes.
But with the rest of us poor hypocrites, we'd probably become fake good men.
Could I ask one question? That
I
is
wish you would.
Point.
Our host was Clifton Fadiman. His guests were Stephen Potter, of gamesmanship and many other books, and Henry Morgan, radio and television personality.
Joseph, a Jewish doctor, perfected a scarless procedure to help a largely Jewish clientele blend in with their German peers and avoid anti-Semitism.
And that was Jacques Joseph's great contribution. He was able to make them invisible.
In America, the popular Jewish vaudeville star Fanny Brice had rhinoplasty in 1923, inspiring one critic to comment that she had cut off her nose to spite her race. But four decades later, another popular Jewish star refused cosmetic surgery.
Barbara Streisand in the 1960s was urged by her agent to have her nose altered, to have it made less prominently Jewish. She absolutely refused to do that. And the great irony, of course, is that she was cast in her first major film role as Fanny Brice in Funny Girl.
Hello? Oh, hello, Marcia, darling. No, everything is fine now.
and the practical current, where the work of art is merely an object in a world of objects, and has very much the same kind of status as a building or a chair or a pattern for linoleum or a pattern for a wallpaper and so forth.
The problem is that we've lost the problem.
And it takes you inside John Malkovich. You see the world through John Malkovich's eyes, and then after about 15 minutes, you're spit out.
Again, on what wards I walked there later, off old catatonic ladies, gray as clouds or ash or walls, sit crooning over floor space, chairs, and the wrinkled hags acreep, accusing, begging my 13-year-old mercy. Take me home! I went alone sometimes looking for the lost Naomi, taking shock. And I'd say, no, you're crazy, Mama. Trust the doctors. This is in Greystone State Hospital, actually. In a very plain plaid dress, I think, even out at Greystone, or brought to my mother to keep her looking normal. And she had her arm around me. I was holding onto it. She looks a little doubtful.
They also think of world-ending catastrophe, doomsday, and there are reasons for this. The calendars, in fact, arose out of that terror and that yearning. They were an attempt to come to grips with cosmic cycles. There was a sense of cyclicity to the events, and calendar systems arose as a means of calculating or anticipating the return. Now, that could be both the return of the disaster or the return of the Golden Age, and they're inseparably entwined.
We're doing the same thing. We're doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Heading to the year 2000, worried about the end of the world, millennial madness, and yet longing for a return to this lost Golden Age, 1,000 years of peace and tranquility, whatever it is.
Yes, and we're reenacting symbolically the epoch of the gods every New Year. Here we have a New Year coming up. Now, what are we doing in the New Year? We are reenacting, but kind of removed from the deep anxiety that the earlier civilizations felt. But we're reenacting the chaos that descended on the world during the Great Catastrophe.
Right. We'll be right back, Dave. Hold on.
New Year's rites and celebrations, such as the Akitu Festival of the Babylonians. That was a New Year's festival. Now, there is no doubt to anyone who examines the behavior implicit in the activity of that festival that they were remembering a world-ending catastrophe and then the regeneration of the world out of that cosmic darkness.
This is important.
Better be.
It is. There's a tiny door in my office, Maxine. It's a portal, and it takes you inside John Malkovich. You You see the world through John Malkovich's eyes, and then after about 15 minutes, you're spit out.
What we can do, this entire frontal area of the head, and then the mid-scalp here, so we're excluding this crown here,
okay.
But this whole top horizontal area, you know, we can, in 3 or 4 sessions, make it appear to be as thick as the sides of your head.
Really?
With okay. No question. Now, if you actually went in with a microscope, it wouldn't be as thick as that, but it doesn't need to be, because we've proven that if you just accomplish 50% of the density, the human eye cannot tell the difference.
Okay.
But later when I met James Dean, I saw for the first time the application of what was to be known as method acting.
The sides of your head.
Really?
Okay. No question. Now, if you actually went in with a microscope, it wouldn't be as thick as that, but it doesn't need to be.
Thank you all very much. This is wonderful. And I don't think that I could ask for a lot more to happen on my birthday. And I have a lot to do before I turn 30.
How old are you now?
I'm 28.
I want to toast my partner and brother Rat, Tom.
And back at you.
And all of you for all of the wonderful, wonderful work in making this dream a reality.
I'd like to welcome you all and thank you for coming all this distance this morning. And it wouldn't be a true summer camp adventure without a camp director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. My name is Richard Herman. And this is a very proud moment for me, as it is for Tom's mom, Susan Herman, right there.
Tom and Kaleo, who spent their high school years under my roof and under Kaleo's mother's roof, dreaming and scheming about their future. So I was very excited and proud to have that honor of being the first one to write the first little check.
I am Tom's dad, in case you were wondering. Now, I know it's kind of peculiar, probably, for me to expect you to sing at 5 minutes of 9 on Saturday morning after you've been driving all night. But let's do it anyhow.
from the beginning. I want to wake up in the morning where the purple lilacs grow, where the sun comes peeping into where I'm sleeping and the songbirds say hello, hello. I want to wander through the wild woods where the fragrant breezes blow and drift back to New Hampshire where the purple lilacs
grow. I'd love to tell you guys a little bit about this place that we're in right now, because it's one of the more special places actually in my life. It has somewhat of a cathedral feel to it, and it's always been one of the places that I've come to meditate. If you're all really silent, you can hear the wind going through the pine needles up above in a really remarkable fashion, and it makes it an even more special place to meditate.
Tommy, it's Kaleo. Wonderful weekend. You're a superhero for what you did this weekend. I thought it was fantastic for the team, and thank you for your flexibility with me as we struggled through some of these leadership issues. Tomorrow, we have a news crew in from a national television show called Despierta America, which means Wake Up America. This is all Dora's wonderful doing. Senator Gonzalez can't know that Dora and I are dating.
Could I ask the people that are at both ends to get closer, because we're looking for the visual effect of a lot of people screaming together. If you can use your hands as excited as you can get, as visual as you can get, better.
Okay. I'm going to say the lines here. Don't worry about what I'm saying. You just have to say the big ones. See? Is the first one? See?
See?
Ganar.
Ganar.
Siempre.
Siempre
trabajando,
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 trabajando.
Okay. The J is a
huh. Make sure when you say the last one, trabajando, you can put your right fist up.
That's the symbol of the Nazi party. I'm not
right.
Doing that. I'm serious. I'm not doing that. Okay. See, if you want to do it like this.
All right.
Equipo Gawars, ¿están listos?
Sí.
¿Qué vamos a hacer?
¡Ganar!
¿Cuándo lo vamos a hacer?
¡Siempre!
¿Cómo lo vamos a hacer?
But the problem is that we've lost the problem. There was a simple enemy in 1959. That enemy was a repression.
Ditch on the side of the New Jersey Turnpike.
Sounds great. Fuck is John Malkovich?
Oh, he's an actor. He's one of the great American actors of the 20th century.
Oh, yeah? What's he been in?
Lots of things. That Jewel Thief movie, for example, he's very well respected. Anyway, the point is, it's a very odd thing. It's supernatural, for lack of a better word. I mean, it raises all sorts of philosophical type questions, you know, about the nature of self, about the existence of a soul? You know, am I me? Is Malkovich Malkovich? I had a piece of wood in my hand, Maxine. I don't have it anymore. Where is it? Did it disappear? How could that be? Is it still in Malkovich's head? I don't know. Do you see what a metaphysical can of worms this portal is?
Mustn't imagine when we make this journey to the interior that anything we discover is too trivial or even too distasteful.
There was a simple enemy in 1959, but
I was thinking later we'd go for a walk by the lake. It's supposed to be great fireworks later. Listen, I mean, is everything okay?
Yeah.
I mean, this place, the meal, it's okay?
Sure.
Good. Because I wanted to tell you, I want you to know. I mean, maybe this isn't the perfect time, but I care about you, Christine. I want you to know, I like you a lot. And I don't want to lose you. So I don't know. I mean, I know we'd give up certain freedoms, and distance would be a problem. But I could get a transfer. I just need you. I come to realize that, and I'm telling you, I need you. I taught myself that. I need you.
Please listen to me. I'm letting this go too far.
Too far?
Yes. I should have told you before, but I love someone else.
I'm sorry?
I made a mistake. I mean, I like you. I knew.
Christine.
And you made all these plans. I didn't want you to feel that. But it was wrong for me to come here.
No. I mean, no. This is our trip. We worked this out. It's not just me. I mean, we've been dating. I'm going out. What are you
doing? It's the man you saw me with at lunch. Chad, your friend from school. Chad and I. That's who I love.
Oh.
I know it's a surprise for me, too.
Chad.
Yes. He likes you a lot.
Yeah?
Yes, he does. I'm sorry.
Right.
No, I am.
Sure.
How was...
Okay, you're sorry. Terrific.
I didn't mean. It's all my fault.
No.
I shouldn't have dated both of you. You both should have known about this. When you don't date for a while, you wonder if you're attractive. or interesting to someone. You let things get out of hand first chance you get. That's what I did.
I see.
And just when I saw you at lunch that day, and you were saying things like, friends, and you went to school together, I couldn't believe it. I had no idea that the two of you... It was fate. I didn't want to hurt anybody, and I'm so sorry. It was a lot of fun. Really.
This is, Look, let's get out of here. Huh? Just get your stuff together.
One thing about the market that I know for sure is there are no guarantees in life. No guarantees in life, let alone the market.
It was simple in those days to make an equation between, since I was a radical in those days, between capitalist exploitation and capitalist repression.
And I don't know. All I can do is call it to your attention, let you think about it and make your own decisions about it. I'll tell you what I'm doing the spread until I see some reason or somebody can present data to suggest that I should do otherwise. I think it looks like a good spread. I'm doing it. I've been doing the value line spread for a year, and I'll do this spread. But there are no absolutes in the market. Who knows? But I have a lot of data here, and I have a fundamental consideration of the way the market trades. It's a discount that's going to work towards par. That suggests that I probably have found something here. Right there.
Into our show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be kind of nice.
It's a day of sun and rise. It's a day of days and roses. It's a day of gray and holly. It's a day of dates and raisins. It's a day of nuclear sandwich pie. It's a day of fluorescent tomatoes. It's a day of cantaloupe highways. It's a day of tornado surprise. A day to ask the doorman, pardon me, what day is it? Can
I use your car. Mine needs a new Band-Aid. It has a hole in it. It's a day to hide the knives. Hide the knives. Hide the knives. I can't think straight. It's such a beautiful day that I can hardly stand it. Hide the knives. This is it. Hide the knives. Because I really mean it this time. Hide the knives. I can't think. And all I see is white, white, pain, night. It's a beautiful day. And there is no time. There is no time but the present. There is no future. And there has never been a past. Hide the knives. Hide the knives and put the cat out for the night. Hide the knives and let's see if this is the right kind of household appliance. Hide the knives so I can split my head open with a pickaxe. Instead of carving myself up like the Thanksgiving doughboy. Hide the knives in you and I, and everybody will be safe for another few seconds. Hide the knives and hold me down and slap me hard and spank me and spank me and spank me. I am so bad. Hide the knives. My wrists are already bleeding. Hide the knives, 'cause today is such a beautiful day, and I can't go outside, and I can't be alone with you. Hide those knives, kid. And if you order now, get a free bamboo steamer and a fondue set. Hide the knives, tie me up and gag me, and throw me into the Gowanus Canal. I love the water. The water is so beautiful. The way it reflects the sun in your hair. The light in your eyes. The birds are so beautiful. Life is so wonderful. I'm going to implode. Expand, contract, negate. It's happening. It's happening. It's over. And I wonder where you are, and I haven't got a clue. The game is over. Please pass the knives. It's over. It was Colonel Mustard in the billiard room with the revolver. It's over. The game is over. Put the knives away and return to your seat and await further instructions.
I'm just rolling out the opportunity for you to hang with the money people. Don't screw this up.
One of the difficulties, you see, which early abstract art ran into was that it tended to abolish the easel picture. That the two principal abstract movements in Europe at this early period, in addition to de Stijl, were constructivism in Russia and the Bauhaus in Germany.
Well, these are two things I want to move on to, but before we do, can you cite examples of
representatives of the mystical current in abstractionism as opposed to the practical current?
Well, I think Malevich is a very good example of the mystical current. Kandinsky, it's a very Russian thing.
Yeah.
And it turns up again in a Russian Jewish artist like Rothko.
Yeah. Very much so. End of the practical.
Well, I think the practical, one simply has to turn to an artist, another Russian artist, such as Lissitzky, who is not primarily a painter, or to the Hungarian Maholy Nagy, who worked at the Bauhaus, and whose whole aim was to direct the creative force of fine art into industrial design.
That seems a good excuse to move a bit east into Russia and into constructivism, because, of course, Kandinsky was Russian. And it's always seemed to me slightly ironic that the one genuinely unique contribution our century has made to the history of art should have come from Russia, which, since 1920, has produced the most consistently dull art.
Well, I don't think since 1920 constructivism lasted further into the 20s than that. What happened with Russian art was that the last phase of Russian modernism is represented by constructivism. Most of the constructivist artists, such as Rodchenko and Popova and so on, are heavily committed to the revolution politically, who are doing their best to help the revolution along, making revolutionary festivals, as Jacques-Louis David did under the French Revolution, designing agitprop trains, that is, trains which carried revolutionary propaganda into the vast countryside of Russia and so forth. And they increasingly found that their interests were directed away from the easel picture, which seemed an anachronism in the new society which they were intent to create. The whole idea was that if art belonged to the people, then the easel picture, which is essentially a private possession, couldn't be tolerated on moral grounds. And when people talk of the Stalinist suppression of artistic experiment in Russia, one of the things I think you have to remember is that many of the leading Russian artists who remained in Russia had already turned away from fine art, that they had turned towards graphic design in Lissitzky's case, they turned toward films in Rodchenko's case, they had turned toward the designing of a glider in Tatlin's case.
Well, in a way, towards more public art.
Not only towards more public art, but to things which we wouldn't actually classify as art at all, but which would fall under the heading of industrial design, functionalism.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, when you look at the Bauhaus, which was something which existed in a democratic society, the span of the Bauhaus is almost exactly the span of the Weimar Republic. That is, it starts in 1919 and is suppressed in 1933, after several moves of location from Dessau to Weimar to Berlin. Or is it the other way around? I always forget which way around Dessau and Weimar come.
I'll let you know when I've looked it up.
But the Bauhaus had a large group of teachers, including Kandinsky, with very different points of view, but it was dominated on the whole by architects, that its principal was an architect, Walter Gropius. And of course Marcel Breuer was also part of the staff. And increasingly, the direction of the Bauhaus was away from fine art. And those artists who were most committed to fine art tended to either to become less influential or actually to leave, as the mystical Johannes Itten did, who is one of the most important, one of the least known of the Bauhaus
Boiled remains in infinite drains, and tissues dissolve in the rains. I shrink for this ugliness. I am not assuaged to live in too much sulfur. From every window a gargoyle appears, and beneath their gazes the rivers of smoke are rolling. Predators chase each other over catwalks, across incomplete skyscrapers, while others are crowned in thrones of electronic departure. Waves of forgetfulness cloud the continent, and I feel a sleeping sickness coming on strong. In the grimoire of misery, the brain is a festive cabbage. No unction yet leaves a sweetness so long. The driven wing is lifted by the hand of the fossil. The Congo is flowing into the Thames, and I feel the sleeping sickness coming on strong. My delight is not for keeping, and my pain will move towards silence. I have been neglectful of obese squires. The time for true medicine cannot be delayed, for I feel the sleeping sickness, and I fain would lie down.
The world. The curiosity of the neighbors about you is a tribute to your individuality. Should encourage it. Never try to defend yourselves. I'm appalled by the lust for evasion, which seems to be absolutely everywhere, even among actors, who presumably are a nation of exhibitionists. Yet even they say that they want to draw the line somewhere. The Burtons, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, were so great that they brought style to marriage. And then they brought style to divorce. But even they expressed the fear that the press photographers of Rome would take pictures of them in the WC. Now, the way to deal with that problem, if you think it is one, is not to build a higher and higher wall around your villa, but to learn to urinate with style. All concealment is wrong. If there were none, half the problems of the world would disappear overnight. There would be no snooping, and therefore no fixing. there would be no blackmail, and therefore no fear in the world other than physical fear. That wouldn't be a bad start. And not only is all secrecy a sin, but it also isn't going to work. My spies tell me that there are already in existence machines which can collect and tabulate all the relevant detail about the private life of everybody in this theater, and can then condense it and store it forever in a space that big. Now, if this can be done, it will be done, because machines are greater than men. If you doubt this proposition for a moment, let me tell you about the atom bomb. It wasn't built by a wild fanatic trying to bring the vengeance of an angry god onto a wicked and adulterous generation. That means you. No, the bomb was made by a man with a noble forehead and silver hair, sitting in the middle of an American desert and cutting up the atom while saying, "Pity." Bang! So now we know. Whatever you hoped, whatever you dreamed, the machines will triumph in the end. And if this is so, our attitude toward them should be existential. Do you understand that word? An existentialist is simply somebody who realizes that he can only exercise his free will by swimming with the tide, but faster. So if the machines will triumph in the end, why don't we make ourselves over to them from the very beginning? And the bomb is not all. By 1984, riveted into the wall of every home in America will be a one-way television screen through which you will see nothing, which might be a relief. But through it, you will be watched by Big Brother. Now, George Orwell, who foresaw this situation and who wrote 1984, he became completely neurotic about it. But why? I don't know how things are in Los Angeles, but in London, we waltz around the city with half our hair painted pink and the other half painted green, jingling with amulets, razor blades, safety pins, creating no sensation whatsoever. And when we get home, we feel thoroughly defeated. But now we know that in less than 4 years' time, when you get back to your room, you will still be of abiding interest to somebody. The president will care. Now, all you have to do to get this situation onto your own terms is to decide what image of yourself you are going to present to his eternal scrutiny. It isn't difficult. No alibis are acceptable. I say this because whenever I suggest to anybody that he should develop his lifestyle, he immediately says,
"Try to speak. Just nod." "Now your right arm. Can you feel your fingers? Try moving them.
There is no getting at someone in that condition."
"Well, then, is he human?"
"Oh, yes. And some of him certainly used to be Lucas Martino."
"I don't feel like the same man as I did before the accident.
written that if you just accomplish 50% of the density, the human eye cannot tell the difference.
Okay.
George, you all set for your big day here?
Yeah, I think so. I'm all excited. Right.
You really won't feel
the strategy for the operation is literally mapped out on George's head. These lines will guide Dr. Beener in placing the hair grafts.
I draw out the zones where I'm going to place the appropriate size grafts. And this goes along with the artistic concept of making the hair look natural. The next step that we do is to get the patient comfortable so this is not a painful procedure.
It supplies sensation to the whole front half of the head.
George is given a light sedative via an IV, but will be awake during the entire procedure. He's also given the first of a series of injections of nerve block and local anesthetic into his scalp. Dr. Beener then shaves the back of George's head, where his hair is still fairly thick. This is called the donor area. Shaving will allow Dr. Beener's staff to later cut the donor area into individual hair follicles more easily.
The donor area is the area of what we think will be permanently growing hair for the rest of that person's lifetime. Basically, it's that middle 50%, not too close to the bottom, not too close to the top, that is the donor hair. George, just so smart a little bit. Not as bad as needles, though.
Dr. Beener will remove a strip of scalp from George's donor area, from which the individual follicles will then be cut. But first, he numbs the area with a series of injections.
I'm now going to do what we call tamesing, which means I'm going to firm up the tissue with salt water. And it's got a little adrenaline in it to help keep the bleeding down to very close to nothing.
Then, using a special scalpel that has four blades, Dr. Beener scores the donor strip.
He has fairly shallow hair shaft lengths, which is nice. That means I don't have to go as deep and there's less chance of hitting blood vessels.
Then cuts all around it.
We're gradually freeing up this strip and taking it out.
And finally removes a 22-centimeter strip of scalp. Dr. Beener shows it to George, who hasn't lost his sense of humor.
Wow, it looks like head floss.
Completed the first of three hair restoration surgeries. With a 22-centimeter strip of scalp removed, George's head is cauterized to reduce bleeding, then bandaged, but it won't be sutured until later.
I just put plastic over it and sew it in place.
In association with the archetypal catastrophe, you'll tend to see this flaming dragon wreathing about in the sky. Well, that's why the dragon is so closely connected to the New Year's festival. We see, you know, the Chinese New Year's festival and the dragon wreathing through the streets, and there's this great clamor and fireworks are going off. Once you understand the ancient cosmic connection and you see that dragon, how archetypal it is, with all of the throngs, you know, shouting and in chaos and the fireworks going off. I mean, even the rockets that were launched into the sky first by the Chinese were explicitly called symbols of the cosmic dragon. And that was the long dragon.
And the fire-breathing dragon of children's fairy tales, the same.
Oh, absolutely.
It felt like someone had a blowtorch to my face.
Mm-hmm.
are you doing? Come on.
Let me go. When you fall, I'll be slightly responsible.
No.
Ah, my arm. Let go of my arm.
You forgot. Your arm hurts.
Oh, my arm.
Oh, get off my arm.
Your arm.
Oh, if I twist your arm.
No. Please.
Bastu's relationship with John Malkovich is.
That portal's been boarded up forever. I bet Lester's not even aware of it. Him. The portal. Why?
No reason. I was just thinking, you know, do you think that it's kind of weird that John Malkovich has a portal? I mean, do you think that it might have some sort of significance, for example?
I don't know. Why do you think that?
Yeah, I don't even care. I think it's kind of sexy. John Malkovich has a portal, you know, sort of like, it's like he has a vagina, sort of vaginal, you know, like he has a penis and a vagina. I mean, sort of like Malkovich's feminine side. I like that.
Two or one. Years ago, I was trying to describe what I thought the future would be like. And I said that this was at the end of the 60s. I tried at that time to conceive what the 70s would be like. I couldn't see anything. When I was a prophet, I was blind. Is that we've lost the problem.
Kenny, 1-800-423-8222, the estate tax abolition. That was the right veto. I applauded him for it. That is a real difference between the Republicans in the Congress and President Clinton. But when the issue of civil rights is raised, it really requires deeper probing. Lawyers in the Justice Department have told us that in 2 out of 3 major litigation enforcement civil rights areas, The Clinton Gore people are worse than Reagan Bush. And the two areas are police brutality and affirmative action. Surprise, isn't it? Justice Department lawyers themselves have told us this. Only in housing discrimination are Clinton Gore better than Reagan Bush.
That you are that man.
Well, I'm not. Who do you think I am? Who? I presume you know that I was involved in an automobile crash.
Don't presume a thing. Dr. Martino is probably in a car crash. I think he died in it.
Well, there must be things that only I could tell you ways of finding out.
We'll go through all that, don't worry. First, there's a simple question I'd like you to answer. If you are Dr. Martino, why'd they let you come back?
Well, I presume there was considerable diplomatic pressure exerted for my release.
As far as we were concerned, you'd been kidnapped. I'm sure they tried to make you tell them about Neptune, about your work.
Well, of course. Colonel Azar interrogated me about nothing else.
You didn't tell them anything.
There's one advantage of being the way I am, the only one so far, Mr. Rogers, is that nobody can tell what I'm thinking or feeling. You'll find that out for yourself in the course of time, if you haven't already.
But you told them nothing.
About Neptune, nothing.
Then they'd never have let Dr. Martino come back.
You seem to be going around in circles, Mr. Rogers.
He was right. 10 seconds. It's late. I'd better be going.
Yeah, there are a lot of mysteries out there, Bud. Many of them become revealed to us and sometimes strange and fanciful ways. For example, you get your palm readers there that just look at the wrinkles in a piece of skin.
Mm-hmm.
And you get your tarot card readers there. People can lay out just a regular deck of pinochle. Read your fortune and tell where you've been. But I'm talking about readers and seers and healers,
yeah, yeah,
who read through patterns, Bud. Mm-hmm. Patterns that they find on the human body are represented on the subjects and the faces and the objects of the earth. Now, I used to have the same feeling you did about it.
Mm-hmm.
One day I come upon quite a little discovery. I was out down 119 here. I stepped off the road. I got back onto a little road I didn't understand. It's called 224. I never even heard of it. I reach in my back pocket. And what do I have back there?
The thermoacoustic stack.
This little road map right here. And I opened it up, and I was looking for my way back home, but I wanted to find my way on the earth. And when I looked down at that map, I seen something that looked like the veins in my arm. It looked like the tissues of a body. I could see myself in the map, but and I knew where I was, not physically, but spiritually. I could see the points of tension and interchanges in the junctions that were existing within my body. I could feel the tugging in my stomach and that fear and anxiety of being just lost out there in that wind. And that was represented right down here in the crossroad 224 and 819. You see the way this is turning back in on itself around here? You see the way it's pulling all the points toward itself?
Mm-hmm.
This is gravity itself, Bud.
Mm.
You see the vastness of the blue?
Yeah.
You see how light that is?
Mm-hmm.
You see how it sort of drifts, right? It just hangs there, bud.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole region of unknown possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Unexplored, uncharted terrain.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a look at that, bud? Okay, now. You notice how your eyeball just went to that right there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't even need my eyeball for it. Not at this point. I'm so practiced in this whole business. Watch right here. What do we got? Fanhagen. Look over here now. Watch again. I got my eyes closed, right? You see it? Colville. You see that?
Yeah.
Now watch over here. Little Springs.
How do you do
that? Oh, man. I don't know what's going to come next, but I got a feeling. I got a feeling it's going to be Torrey's Gulch. There it is. Can you believe it? I put my finger right to it. Now watch. Let me just give my whole hand. I'm going to do the 5 points here. Look at that. Paradise. Fanhagen. Little 5 point. Torrey's Gulch right there. All in the palm of my hand. Can you believe that? Now watch me pick it back up. It's Route 119. That's the roadhouse. That's where we're sitting right here right now.
God.
Is that something or what?
It's amazing.
I can't believe it either.
I didn't think there was anything to this, but I see now it's all there, like you said. When you put your hand down there, Colville, Fanhagen, you have them all at the tips of your fingers. It's as if whoever laid out this map or whatever this is just put his hand down and planned it that way. I mean, this is amazing. I see all these things that you're talking about. I can understand them now.
You see it,
I really can. Well, sure. Well, sure. This is amazing.
What do you see?
I mean, there's all these stories, all these ways of seeing the inside of your mind and the inside of your spirit. Like you said, it's so simple. When you look at these lines, as I look at them, I see things coming together. I see these energy
forces. You got
to figure
it out, bud.
Well, I mean, it's just like you said. I mean, I didn't think that it made any sense at first, but now, I mean, it's really exciting.
It makes sense to you now.
Yeah, I mean, if you could show me more about how to use it, I feel like it's something I could really learn from.
Well,
I mean,
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What sense does it make, if it makes sense?
I don't know. It seems to have a sense
either,
of its own kind. I mean, it's as if it's a new kind of sense.
And it involves genetic manipulation and dumbing us down.
All right, so let's say a lot of students want to get involved on the get airships.
Oh, definitely.
What do we do then?
Well, because there's a process to get airships, and you teach them.
What is that process?
The process is you have to know, you know, you get on AM and, you know, get sort of adept at doing a radio show, and then you have to learn the formats.
Then what?
You learn the formats.
Right,
to be involved on AM, you do an air check.
All right, do they get your slot? What are you talking about?
It, maybe they do, but the thing is that they have more. They are the ones putting the bill for this place.
Well, who cares?
Well, I mean,
those of us who want CBC to stay on the air for the next century do.
I mean, they do have priority.
Because if the students don't have priority, the
is there something coming down that we have to answer to?
No, but there's always the concern that. Because
when's the last time something had to be dealt with?
The thing is, Gary, we're at a low point in student involvement. I mean, I've been here where it's
and the dean of students is saying things like, "What the fuck are they doing down there?"
Right.
You should be concerned about the fact.
Right. If we don't want the administration on our backs, then we need to do something to appease them.
So we just quietly get a few more student teachers. What's the problem?
Get
a couple of more Howard Bells and everybody's happy. Is that what we want?
No.
Well, that's what they're like. What do you think they're like?
If you show active pursuit and...
Is there like at the school? This is a straight school.
I disagree. I've met so many students on this campus that are cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, they'll come in and we'll get them on the air then. What's the problem?
We don't need a mass
drive to advertise. It's radio.
It's shocking that this exists even in Boston. Boston's such a neat, retentive town. I mean, this is not my town. I pretend I don't live here. I mean, it's really backwards town.
You live here in spite of Boston.
What?
You live here in spite of St. Albert Town. Like we all do.
Our consciousness.
That's what I'm telling you. Throw the doors open, this will be like the station that BC should have. Not like the station that it is.
First of all,
the only reason CBC is like this is because the school
hasn't
been involved.
Gary,
you're being paranoid.
I'm the head, no paranoid. We already are here.
You're paranoid that things have changed. Things won't change, but we should make the effort to...
I don't know. It seems to have a sense of its own kind. I mean, it's as if it's a new kind of sense. It makes order out of stuff that, made no sense at all, that had no order. And...
Malkovich right again, you know? So, have you done Malkovich yet?
Ever want to be someone else? Now you can.
I'm an American, red-blooded, one bona fide citizen, and I'm proud to be called a Republican, because I love this nation I was born in. Yeah, that's right, I'm a black man, and I'll fight for the truth that I must have been, because I love this nation that I'm living in. I come from a very, interesting background.
I've been going over and over my experience last night, Craig. It was amazing. I've decided that I'm a transsexual. I know, it's the craziest thing, Craig.
Not.
No, it's just that for the first time, everything just felt right. I've got to make sure. But if the feeling is still there... I'm going to talk to Dr. Feldman about sexual reassignment surgery.
This is absurd. Besides, Feldman is an allergist. If you're going to do something, do it right. We talked about this a million times. All right? You get these half-assed ideas, and then you do a half-assed job. Just drop it.
It's just that I really, you know, I like Dr. Feldman, all right? So I thought that I would ask him his opinion. Why? Is there something so terrible about that? Why do you always yell at me?
Sweetie, I'm sorry, okay? It's just a phase. It's the thrill of seeing through somebody else's eyes. Okay, it'll pass.
Don't stand in the way of my actualization as a man.
I'm gonna make enough money by being a rock star, I can afford 10 of them. I'm gonna be like you. Just wait. You'll see. You'll see.
We did.
What?
We did know, Christine.
Alan, I don't know what you're talking about.
Surprises. You went out with me, dated me, had fun with me, but you went to bed with him. Don't say anything, I can tell. And I'm sitting here, some asshole who cares about you, and you're in love with him.
Maybe.
No, I mean, are you so desperate you can't see a yard in front of you? Huh? Chad? He doesn't like you. He loathes you. He detests you and your pathetic retard voice. That's what he calls it. Christine, you bought that shit? Huh? See each other at parties? He's my friend, okay? We hang out back home. Better wake up, you were used. It's a game. To Chad, it was a game, and he found you. So perfect, he said, she's deaf. That was the thing. Not love you. Not flowers, the feelings I have for you inside. No, it's meant to be a sport. Fun to watch you fall apart.
No.
And I'm telling you.
No, Ben.
Christine, we did this thing, and I am so sorry. But I can't change it. I can't, because it's true.
No. No, Chad, we never knew.
Why are you trusting him, huh? Look at me. What did I ever do to you? Kindness? Courtesy? I mean, what is the matter with you? Can't you see I'm the good guy? I'm the good person here. I mean, I can't alter what we've done, and I'm a fuck and a bastard and everything else on your list, but I'm here. I'm here, and I'm telling you, I love you. Here, please. It's for you. Here, please, just take this. It's for you, Christine. It's not a game to me anymore. It's not a game. Take it. Please, just take it. Come on. Go on, please. What?
No! You want me! No!
You are fucking handicapped! Huh? You think you can choose and then fall at your feet? You want to call Chad? Huh? Give him a ring? Ask him about our little contest, why don't you? Christine. Fine. I'm lying. Don't believe me. Go to him. Go ahead. Curl up a little bundle on his lap. Suck on his sour tongue. I hope you're very happy.